You have to find a way to beat the Warriors 4 times in 7 games. What's the recipe? What's the formula for success when it comes to that sort of thing? Well, I think one of those games, one of those wins has to be James Harden carrying you to victory, and that has not really come close to happening so far in this series. Whereas, I don't know if Curry completely carried the Warriors to victory because almost everybody played well, but Curry's best game came in a win. Harden's best game, game one in this series so far, came in a loss. Like, Harden has not come close to carrying this team by himself to a victory against Golden State, which is, by the way, in stark contrast to what happened 3 years ago when Harden was sensational in games one and two and was one of the main reasons why they were so close in those two games.
If you had to go Tanya Harding on one Warriors player to give you the best chance, would it be Kevin Durant or would it be Steph Curry?
Steph Curry.
It'd be Steph Curry. Yep. They're just not... Landry's disgusting.
Oh my God.
Landry, explain this to me though.
I'm dead serious.
Why does a team suffer more when Landry, you're acting like that's the dumbest thing you've ever
it
heard.
Is.
A lot of people agree with Mike.
No,
a lot
no.
of people, it especially is. People
it's,
that
it's
watch the Golden State Warriors closely.
It's backed up by what? Backed up. Give me that stat again. Kevin Durant
in his highest 7 scoring games this season, they are 1-6.
Okay, LeBron James is 1-2 when he has a 40-point triple double in the playoffs. That doesn't mean anything. A lot of times that just means that the best player, when his team's back is against the wall, carries his team and steps up. Kevin Durant kept him in that game in game one.
Yes.
Just because he had the highest scoring output doesn't mean that when he plays best, they don't play good. It means that the great players, when their teams are backs against the wall and nobody else is playing, they play their best.
When over the course of a 7-game series, you just trust that Kevin Durant is going to be more crucial in 4 of those games than Steph Curry?
I'm more confident that Chris Paul can outplay Steph Curry if that's what it takes to win than I am that James Harden can outplay Kevin Durant. And I just don't think the Rockets have an answer for Durant.
They definitely don't have an answer for Kevin Durant. And I don't necessarily disagree with that point. My whole thing is, though, if you look at Golden State, it just feels like when Curry is on, that's when they are at their best. Whereas when Durant is on, they're not always the rest of the team.
And you remember, listen, my question isn't like who's the better player overall.
Yeah, Durant's better.
Who on that team, if you subtract them, do they not become necessarily the great all-time team that they've been?
Durant, I think. In my opinion, it's Kevin Durant. They've lost 3 playoff games with him. I think if you take Durant off the Rockets would be just fine.
They've lost 3 playoff games with him, but that's in addition to also already having Steph Curry.
Yeah, I think that we're discussing are two slightly different things. Like, Durant is the big trump card the Warriors have. He is, no question. We agree that Durant is the difference between this team now versus 2 years ago. And I think the Warriors would have lost the NBA Finals last year if not for Kevin Durant. What I'm saying, though, is a slightly different point, which is if you look at the way the Warriors' offense runs, I think the Warriors' offense is at its peak when Curry is playing really, really well. I think it makes the whole thing operate at a more fluid level. That's my 2 cents on that. But, I mean, who knows? I think it's an interesting conversation.
Landry scoffed at you for that.
I would put the club to KD's knee before Steph Curry's any day.
I honestly think that in Golden State, if you put that question on Twitter, which please don't phrase it that way, if you did put that question out, I think most basketball fans in California, I think, would say that they'd rather lose Durant than Steph Curry. It's just a different...
No way, really?
The thing that makes the Warriors great isn't just their individual great players. It's the way they play as a unit. And that beautiful, elevated version of basketball isn't... It's not there when Steph's not in there.
But you also got to, I think, take into account that even with what Steph Curry just did, he is still coming off an MCL. So if you take KD off, are we does Steph Curry suddenly heal, or are we talking about right now?
Mine was more of a general question overall, not for this series.
I was taking it more in general. For what it's worth, Josh Eberle, who I think works for NBA.com, tweeted last night, "It's amazing how much better the Warriors are with Curry at his best versus Durant at his best." And our good friend Justin Termini from Sirius NBA Radio says, "Durant's play leads to bigger numbers. Curry's play leads to bigger wins."
You know what it is? You know what Landry is? He's just an old school 90s type of guy. He's just like, he wants his old school basketball. You just want guys to, he wants to score 35 points on 73 shots. He wants his Kobe game.
How do the Rockets change things up for game number 4? What has to change other than everything? Tim Bontemps from the Washington Post will help us out on that next, plus a meltdown at 9:30.